Hey, what's this I hear about Pan Am possibly making a comeback? They went out of business in 1991.
Well, it would be Pan Am in name only, but wouldn't that be nice? I mean, Pan Am was an airline that, you know, it was a flagship of the United States aviation industry forever. And, of course, the people that were responsible for starting it and in the early days and, you know, introducing flight, really, to so many people all those decades ago, it became just a great, great airline. But when the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978 came in and we had the influx of a lot of competition, the big carriers at the time, the Pan Ams, the Braniffs, and so many of the others, Eastern Airlines, they simply couldn't keep up. And as a result, sadly, went out of business and ceased to fly. So it would be nice to see the name of Pan Am taken to the skies again.
I understand that. Wow, Eastern, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. Hey, yeah. Is everyone keeping it friendly in the friendly skies? What's going on in the world of aviation?
Well, I mean, there's a little concern on why American Airlines had a plane that had to divert in Italy because they had the wrong airplane. Yeah, this was American Airlines Flight 780 departing from Philadelphia. It was headed for Naples. It was a nine-hour flight. Had problems before they left Philadelphia because they had a mechanical problem on the aircraft they were supposed to use. So at the last minute, they did an aircraft swap where they said, hey, we've got an airplane here that we can use. We'll just switch out one 787 for another. No problem. Well, the problem was that the new aircraft they were using was 20 feet longer than the one they had before. Now, everything's fine. They get people boarded. They're flying. They're nearing Italy airspace, and it was discovered, this airplane we're flying is actually bigger than what's allowed at the Naples airport, because each airport has, in essence, a set of aircraft specifications that accounts for which airplanes can and cannot land because of the runway length, the altitude. There's a bunch of different things, but the 787-900 series aircraft that everybody was on as they were headed for Naples, Italy, was not permitted to land, so they had to divert to Rome, where they had passengers get off the plane, wait for their luggage, and they put them on a bus that took them about 2 hours to get to their destination. So obviously American Airlines has apologized because stuff like that shouldn't happen, but that was one of the big trending stories of the day. And probably the other one would be British Airways telling their flight crews to please stop taking selfies during their layovers, because what's happened, it's an industry standard that we tend not to share the hotels that our flight crews and, you know, passengers and pilots use when they overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Even when flights cancel, we try to put the flight crews at one hotel and passengers that have been displaced at another. And they've got these flight crews at British Airways that are documenting every single aspect of their layover, hotels, where they eat, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's causing some problems because, you know, at times when you fly, and you've seen this,
mm-hmm.
If you've got a pilot or a flight attendant that is, you know, friendly, you have some people thinking, ooh, they're flirting with me.
Oh.
Well, then obviously if they see those individuals outside of work, it can cause some uncomfortable problems, and that's what you're trying to avoid. Plus, from a security standpoint, you just don't really want that information to be out there. So British Airways is telling their flight crews, hey, keep it off of social media. Even if it's a past issue, go back and delete it, because we don't want that kind of information where our flight crews are at to be a matter of public record.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Don't want to be that friendly in the friendly skies. Hey,
and I will add a quick PS here. If anybody is flying, I tend to try to also touch on quickly the hub delays for the day if anybody is taking to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, we've got some storms that are coming right through Houston that's giving us some issues. Atlanta is going to see problems, probably Charlotte, perhaps by the end of the day. But right now, Houston's the problem child of the moment.